Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I really love my nose because it led me to be attracted to my husband, led me to my scientific curiosity, led me to my career, and makes my life delicious and joyful.
Our senses of taste and smell were born of our most primitive instincts for survival.
People just don't realize how important it is in your whole life. To be able to smell things.
Good food is like music you can taste, color you can smell. There is excellence all around you. You need only be aware to stop and savor it.
This is Vice News Reports, and I'm your host, Ariel Dumaras. Right now, in the States, it's a big week for food. And when I say food, what I really mean is taste, which is really all about smell. Since the beginning of the COVID pandemic, a lot of people are dealing with a radically altered sense of smell. And in Italy, there's a guy who's devoted himself to helping people get it back. Hey, it's Michele, right? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
Fantastic. My name's Ariel.
Great.
So, Michele, I've been really interested in the idea of talking to you because one of the things that makes me really nervous when it comes to the idea of getting COVID is losing my sense of smell. Like, I'm really scared of that.
Yeah, that is exactly probably one of the most personal damage to your sensitivities. I mean, it's something that really compromises your ability to perceive the reality surrounding you. So it's something very personally affective.
Yeah, so deeply attached to so many different aspects of our lives in ways that we don't even really understand or fully acknowledge.
Yes, you know, the sense of smell is probably one of the most interesting sense that nature granted us to recognize not just the smell of a food or of a wine, but it's something that really deep connected to your own emotion and personality. It's something that it looks like and sounds like and smells like you lost a part of your life, a part of your personality, a part of your own essence.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you articulated it really well, because that's exactly what the fear is for me. It's losing a part of yourself that is so integral to your personality and how you interact with the world. Yeah. So, Michele, could you introduce yourself?
Yes, sure. My name is Michele. I'm Michele Crippa. I'm 32 years old. I'm a teacher, a food science teacher, or as I prefer call, gastronomic science teacher. I used to be also a food critic before the pandemics, because after COVID, I lost my sense of smell, and so I'm not more able to judge and make reviews of restaurants.
I definitely want to ask you more about that, because I can imagine that that would be really hard. But I think I need some context about your life story first. So could you tell me, how did food become such a big part of your life and work?
Food is a focal point of my life since when I was a kid. I grew up in a beautiful family surrounded by incredible food experiences. We are Italian, and mama and grandmother's kitchens are always the central part of our house and home. So we grow up in the kitchens with our family. So I trained my sense of smell and taste to become a super taster. I used to be a kind of food critic for several different Italian gastronomic guides. We used to travel all around Italy. So my goal was to visit the different restaurants, cafeterias, bars, pizzerias, to understand what's going on in our restaurants all over Italy.
It's a very hard life. Very, very hard life.
Very hard life, I know.
So obviously COVID-19 has and continues to have an immense amount of impacts for people all over the world, right? People have lost their lives. People have lost their jobs. It has huge economic impacts. And your field especially, right? Restaurants, the food industry has been really, really affected. Restaurant workers all over the world have been deeply, deeply affected, got sick at very high rates. One of the first countries to be really, really affected by all of this was your country. It was Italy. And, you know, Italy is known for its food. So I'm wondering, how was this culture of food affected by the beginning of the COVID outbreak?
The unlucky side effects of COVID for Italian population. You know, I still remember that period almost 18, 19 months ago. It all started on February and March 2020. In my personal case, my life was completely changed on March the 17th. I woke up, I was preparing the breakfast. I still remember the precise hour. It was 20 minutes to 10 when I poured that cup of espresso and I smelled nothing. I just tasted hot water and nothing else. So just the perception of the temperature, no flavors, not aroma, not toasted perfumes. It's like when you turn off the light of a room. Everything was shaded. Everything was completely distant. Mm. My sense of smell, my sense of taste were completely lost. And every day I woke up, and I still remember, I used to go to rest on my bed to go sleep at night. And the morning after, I used to carry a side of my bed, a full glass of very pungent spices like cloves, cinnamon, nutmeg, and in the morning I used to put my nose in that glass and try to breathe and try to smell at least, or try to perceive a little bit of that kind of perfumes. But every morning was not possible.
I mean, if that's the first thing that you're doing every morning, is it becoming an obsession for you at this point?
It became an obsession, because when I started to realize that inability to perceive perfumes and taste was lasting over time. So it was affecting my total personal life more than my profession.
Right.
So it's all connected to your daily routine. Like, you want to kiss a person and you're not able to taste that person, or you are not able to smell his or her neck to recognize the person you love.
Mm.
So this is the daily perception for the entire day. And I think that that period was probably the most difficult for me and for all the people suffering of this particular smell disorder.
We'll be right back after the break.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
As you're realizing that you've lost your sense of smell and your sense of taste in the beginning, what was your approach to that, right? Who do you call first and what happens next?
I was very lucky because that time I was collaborating with very important and international schools of Italian cuisine here in Italy. And a few of my colleagues, Novella Bagna and Gianpaolo Braceschi, they are doctor and scientist and also professor of sensory analysis, call for help and ask what I have to do. My sense of smell is still lost. I don't know what to do. And together with them, we work together to find out a training. So the focal idea is this one. We are helping people with olfactory training class, activating the perception of their sense of smell using the sensory box, a kit containing 20 bottles with the most popular essences and perfumes for the Italian population.
Mm.
So we understood that hypnotically we can re-evocate images and experiences connected to that specific perfumes.
Okay.
And the 20 different perfumes we selected and collected in the sensory box are the 20 olfactory standards and perfumes of our daily lives and society, such as lemon, coffee, mint, mushrooms, truffle, lavender, violet, banana, apple. Every single one of these particular perfumes, it is connected to very specific, unique events, images, experience, emotions of our daily lives and society. For example, coffee. Okay, coffee. From my personal perception, coffee is related to the kitchen in the morning. So it evocates in my mind my breakfast, it evocates in my mind, for example, meeting up with my colleague at work in a studio, drinking all together a cup of espresso.
Okay, so how do you use these images? Like, how do you go from thinking about memories of drinking coffee to helping me actually smell coffee?
Correct. First of all, we developed these olfactory training classes in very specific and unique sensory labs. So a completely quiet space where all people, they are safe and sound. We practice stimulating the olfactory bulb.
And together with Cristina Rizzoli, today we are going to introduce and present a sensory class. Okay, Cristina, so today we are going to use the sensory box for our smell training class. We are in the sensory labs. The lights are completely set. So please concentrate yourself. Take your time and then close your eyes. I'm picking up the bottles of the smell. from the sensory box. Please open the bottle and smell maximum 3 seconds, no more.
No more. No more than 3 seconds. Otherwise, the sense of smells felt in adaptation. It's like when you enter in a very large perfume shops, you know, mm-hmm. when you enter in these kind of shops and you are totally bombed by
overwhelmed,
the
right?
Overwhelmed, exactly. Yeah. No more than 3 seconds, the stimulation. And then we ask the taster if he's able to feel or not, and if he's able to recognize that particular perfume.
Okay.
Pass the bottle under your nose and then close the little bottle. Yeah. Okay. Christine, are you able to feel something?
I do smell something. It is even familiar, but I'm not able to recognize whether it is... No, I cannot name the flavor, the specific flavor.
Then, in the following steps, we help the people to reconnect to very specific memories and images connected to that particular perfume, never evoking, never telling the name of the product.
Okay, so now take the bottle again, open it, and while you smell it, listen to these words. Mountains, hikings, woods, pine cones, soil, bark, streams, moss, leaves and undergrowth. Serenity, tranquility, adventure, relaxation, surprise and joy, but also feeling of heaviness, the smell of a dog, stagnant water, accompanied by sadness and loneliness. This is a perfume that is really deep-rooted on your territory. Are you able now to recognize it a little bit?
Yes, a little bit. In the sense of, as you were walking the woods and the hiking, yes, that's how it is familiar. It might be something moss.
Correct. What do you find under the moss in the forest?
Mushrooms.
Yeah, you're right. This is mushroom, correct.
Who has been coming to you to ask for advice or for training? Who's been coming to you for help?
Hundreds and hundreds of people started texting me on my social, by email, and contacting me. First of all, they were very worried about their situation because, like me, they didn't understand what was going on and discouraged by the fact that nobody's helped them. And, you know, the recovery process is a very long, and people, they were in a very particular state of anxiety and depression most of the time. One of the messages and the person who really, really touched me and touched my soul was this mother. She gave birth 6 months ago and she never smelled the perfume of her baby. Mm. So it's something that really, it's so connected, as we said before, to every single part of our mm-hmm. daily life. And probably this effect is one of the really drives me to take care of all those people and help them, at least to help them on a psychological level. Mm. So it's so fundamental. The process, as I said before, it's very long. Every single day is becoming better and better and better. For example, this morning I was very, very fantastically happy. Today, this morning, for the first time, I started to perceive the buttery aromas of cheese. I break the little piece of cheese. It was amazing. and it was almost 1.5 years that I was not able to perceive that kind of perfume. So every day is becoming better and better.
Congrats. So, I mean, I'm glad that it seems to have worked for you. I am curious, though, for some people, not everybody, some people seem to really have had long-lasting effects of this, and they don't know when their sense of taste and smell is coming back. But for some people, it comes back gradually. So how do you know that this retraining is the thing that is helping you get your sense of taste and smell back? Instead of just it coming back naturally because it's been a while since you got COVID.
We are studying it. We created also an international team to better understand how our brain function. Mm-hmm. So we are not still have the correct amount of data to better describe if this particular kit is helping the regaining back of the perception. But I would like to say that training is fundamental. Training is fundamental, is of paramount importance.
Mm. Do you hope that one day you'll be able to go to a restaurant and review the food and feel like you can trust yourself doing that?
I cannot answer. I'm sure about that, obviously. I would like to, and I hope so. And come on, for sure it will be back.
You're hopeful. Come on, yes. Okay.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
How has this whole experience changed how you think about the role of taste and smell in human relationships?
Completely changed the perception, not just of the sense, but also of the sensory analysis classes. I professionally perceived and used sensory analysis just for training chefs, sommelier, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm very happy that sensory analysis could really help not just people with these kind of smell disorders, but also all those people that really want to enjoy the sense of life. We are living for the past 18 months with a face mask on,
mm-hmm.
and for sure, face mask is so important to wear.
Absolutely.
But this completely creates a distance between us and the reality surrounding us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the key to open to freedom after this pandemic. So taking care of the sense of smell, taking care of your own sense of taste is so fundamental to regain back the memory of the past and the perception of a joyful life.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Vice News Reports is produced by Jesse Alejandro Cuttrell, Sophie Kazis, Jen Kinney, Janice Yamoka, Julia Nutter, and Sarah Quevedo. Our senior producers are Ashley Cleek and Adiza Egan. Our associate producers are Steph Brown, Sam Egan, and Adriana Rodriguez. Sound design and music composition by Steve Bone, Pran Bandy, Natasha Jacobs, and Kyle Murdoch. Our executive producer and VP of Vice Audio is Kate Osborne. Janet Lee is senior production manager for Vice Audio. Fact-checking by Nicole Pasulka. Our theme music is by Steve Bone. And I'm Ariel Zimros. So as always, I'm going to ask you to please take the time to rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It really does help other people find the show. Vice News Reports drops every Thursday, so be sure to check back in next week.